The reading this morning is Psalm 122. Psalm 122, which you will find on pages 498 in the Pew Bible. A song of ascent. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." Our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem, built as a city that is bound firmly together. To it the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, as was decreed for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. For there the thrones for judgment were set up, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Peace be within your walls and security within your towers. For the sake of my relatives and friends, I will say, peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
O God, help us to listen to your word with understanding, to receive it with faith, and to respond to it with courage, for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen. I get goosebumps when I hear those words. I was glad when they said unto me, "We will go unto the house of the Lord." Because I go back 22 years to when a big group of pilgrims from St. John's arrived on a hilltop outside Jerusalem, looked down on the city, and read this psalm. We became a small part of the huge multitude who've come to the city of David over the ages, in times of peace and times of conflict, and looked at Solomon's temple with awe and wonder and gladness. And then we went to stand within the gates, to go up to the temple where judges had decreed and kings had ruled, and from where the Jewish people were driven into exile. So the joy of this psalm looks back on a very checkered history. No wonder the singer is glad. This is another of the psalms of ascent, sung by pilgrims as they neared the temple. There are 15 of these psalms. They form a special section in the Psalter. And one rather odd theory says that each psalm was recited on each of the 15 steps leading up from the women's court to the men's court in the temple. So we're on the third step at the moment. That doesn't matter. What does matter is that the psalms were Jesus's hymn book. He would have known them by heart. He would have recited this psalm as he went into his father's house from the age of 12 onwards. The temple was at the heart of Judaism. To go there for festivals was a thrill and a privilege. And to pray for the peace of Jerusalem after years of exile was both a duty and a joy. And sadly, humankind doesn't change much, and we still need to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for this city, which is so important to Jews, to Christians, and to Muslims, and which is not at unity with itself or with its neighbors. But it is a holy place for three of the world's great faiths. And people still pray at the temple walls and worship in the Dome of the Rock built over the original temple and walk the way of the cross to the green hill outside the walls with a great sense of timelessness. Eternity and now are indistinguishable. Let's go back to the beginning. I was glad. Are you glad when it's Sunday or Wednesday and you come to the house of the Lord? I hope so. Very many people work hard to make it a glad experience. Clean and tidy, lovely flowers, displays, attractive notices, a warm welcome. Well-prepared, beautiful worship, clean, ironed altar linen, shiny silver, lit candles, a robed and well-rehearsed choir, a good organ, well-maintained and played well, friendly sidesmen and stewards, servers both at the altar and afterwards for coffee, warm when it's cold, cool when it's hot, the right words in the right places, a sound system which works, a sense of dignity and reverence, and all to the glory of God. I couldn't count how many people have contributed to this service. Yes, we the clergy have a responsibility too, but it's the tip of an enormous iceberg, and a lot goes on under the waterline. We are the body of Christ, and we're all needed, from the seemingly very important organs to the little toenail. I know that perhaps the most important thing I do is to obey Jesus' command. Do this. Take bread, bless, break, and share. Take wine, bless, and share it. And to do this with all of you in remembrance of him. I am glad when I'm here, and I'll do it as well as I possibly can. It's great to have David acting as deacon today. There isn't always an extra clergy person available. It's really good to have a team of three servers, because it adds to that sense of dignity and reverence to have candles carried in procession, a crucifer, and three people to fetch and carry things without a sense of rush or pressure. But quite often, during August, it's been Roger all on his own, who manages to do the work of three people with great skill, but it's not the same. Could you help with anything and with serving? Men and women, any age, as long as you can manage the steps, only one or two, not 15. Talk to Roger or the wardens if you'd like to know more about becoming a server. Because the ideal would be that you commit to being a server once a month, so that we can field a team each week. We will robe you, train you, support you, and appreciate you, and be really glad to have you as part of the team. And the more people who are involved up here, the more it feels like shared worship with you, the congregation too. We are all gathered around the Lord's table, servants of the living God and honored guests, fed and nourished by him. And that is something to be very glad about.